So the kind of people you're meeting right now in your life, in your professional network, or even in your casual network have far more impactful role to play in your life than you think. And in today's episode, that's what we are going to talk about. We are going to talk about networking and some interesting things around it. So let's just get into it.
Your afternoon caffeine with Dailish Pod is here. A creative podcast to refuel your day. Presenting your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
So whatever I'm doing right now in my life and whatever opportunities have been given to me so far, networking was one of the very important reasons why I could get there or why some certain doors were open for me. So networking has played a pivotal role in my life, and that's why whenever there is some interaction happening, I make sure that I go into it mindfully and have a serious approach towards it. It doesn't mean I create a serious character in front of the people, but I make sure that I do everything mindfully and I'm more aware about my interactions and actions, because as I said, networking will play or is playing kind of a very important role, and it leads to different openings of doors, different opportunities, different bridges which connect you to certain things which you would like to do. And that's why I make sure that I go into it mindfully. But that doesn't mean that I consider every interaction, every person in a way that I could get something out of that particular person or the interaction. It doesn't work that way. I do not go into it in that perspective. But as I said, networking can tap into or unlock a lot of things. So we have to make sure that we are always aware of that. This particular example is very, very similar to seeding or sowing a seed in soil and then putting water and putting all the things and then waiting for germination to happen. Every seed you sow doesn't germinate necessarily, because there's so many different factors are involved, but some of them do germinate. And that means seeding is or sowing the seed is a meaningful process. And we cannot be like, oh, just because only 50% seed are gonna germinate, I'm just gonna sow 50% seeds, because that way you will end up having 25% so yield. So we cannot have that approach. That's why we make sure every seed is treated equally, so that in future, if the conditions are right, if the water level, if the fertilizers and nutrition and everything is right, the seed will germinate into a good plant or good kind of a crop. So that's why seed. The metaphor is very, very interesting here. Similarly, how seed funding goes about it. For example, a VC firm will go and invest in 100 startups, for example. And not necessarily every startup out of those 100 would succeed. Maybe 96% will fail right away or straight up. But maybe 4%, which are remaining one, would generate growth of 100x. And those are the important ones for VC firms or the fund like investors to bank on, because those will get them the money. But that doesn't mean they will just go ahead and invest in 4. They will have to invest in 100 so that out of those 100, 4 can go ahead and get them some sort of success in their ongoing journey. Just like that, now let's bring back the VC into seed into a networking scenario. Every networking which we do, every interaction which we do, can turn into something beautiful. That's why you make sure that you can interact and you get to interact with as many interesting people as possible, because you never know which of these seeds will germinate. And have that approach, have that kind of perspective always. And I have been having that. I make sure, as I said, interactions are very important and we go into it in very mindfully, so that at some point, if something clicks, something connects, we will have some sort of opportunity and that particular seed will germinate and turn into a meaningful plant in your life, in your career. So be open about it. And as I said, not every seed is going to germinate. So don't be very demotivated by that, and keep the hopes high. It's always about touching the right people in the right sense, in the right manner, touching in the sense, creating some value for them. And this mutual value can lead to some interesting projects in our lives. So in upcoming episodes, we might talk about how not might, we will talk about how we can do this particular networking in a better sense, or what kind of things we can keep in our head. But for today's episode, I think this is pretty much it. Before we end this, I think there is one really important point which we need to touch again in this same topic, is basically when you do all this seeding or sowing the seed or networking, everything is very, very, very long term. It's not going to get you results tomorrow or next week or next month. Some things will pop up even after 3 years or 4 years. It's going to be long term, and that's also kind of exciting part about this whole situation. That's all from this episode. If you have some people who are building stuff for themselves, if you have some people around you who might get some sort of value out of listening this particular episode, just go ahead and share it with them, because that might add value to their life, and that might add value to your life as well, because you help somebody, and ultimately it will also add value to my life, because I could help you and the other person through you, and that's going to be a beautiful thing. And that interaction which you might have with the other person can also be a seed of networking between you guys as well. So with that said, guys, that's all from this one. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailyish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.